Before coming to the Wells thing, I tried signing on, but I was told that I wouldn't be allowed to sign on for 3 months because I'd been out of the country for more than 6 months, a state class, and that you're not entitled to any benefit whatsoever because I've been more than 6 months outside of the country.
So you left high and dry, effectively.
So basically you're left with nothing, not a hope of getting any help or anything. So basically I had to come here to the Wellspring to eat and basically survive.
Tell me, whereabouts were you? Were living, sleeping?
Well, because when the last time I knew Stockport, it completely changed to me and I wasn't aware of all the places and everything. I used to either sleep inside McDonald's or not sleep at all or sleep on the doorstep of Stockport Homes, hoping that they might be able to help me, which they couldn't because at the time I didn't have my HRT, which is an arbitrary residency test. Until you get that, you're not entitled to anything or any help from anybody.
Were you shown any kindness at all, given that you were...
No, none whatsoever.
And what time of year was this?
This was in October.
How did you keep warm and things like that?
Basically by either putting extra clothes on or trying to find places that were warm to stay in, i.e. McDonald's was warm, is mainly why I stayed in McDonald's. But apart from that, you just have to take it as it came.
So what's your situation at the moment? Where are you living?
At the moment, I have been living in a shared accommodation, which is like a men's hostel in a house. But because the landlady has now sold the property, all the people that are inside have to go out by a certain date. And basically, if we don't get any help now or find anywhere to live, basically we're back on the streets again.
How long have you got to find somewhere?
I've got left now, 2 days left before I have to go back out.
2 days, and if you don't find anywhere, you're back at McDonald's doorway. That's a tall order. And Wellspring working with you to find somewhere.
But at the moment, many of the places, because Stockport Homes are not entertaining us, they sent us to another person inside Stockport Homes who does like a bond scheme. But many of the properties that we look at don't accept the bond schemes, and the ones that do accept the bond schemes are looking for agent's fees on top of that. And it's things that we don't have. So basically, we don't get the property because we don't have the extra money to pay.
You must feel that the dice are really loaded against you with this.
Well, I do, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a kind of a problem for them, but it's not a problem to them, because it's not for them actually to rehouse us, even though we're being voluntarily made homeless and everything, because the lady sold the house. But there's nothing else we can do. We can only hope that we find somewhere.
How many other people are in your situation that you know of?
As far as I know of, there's at least 10 people still in the same situation as I am.
And have nowhere to go.
And have nowhere else to go.
I don't know what to say, I'm absolutely stunned.
It's unbelievable, but it's the situation of how it's gone now. And it doesn't help matters.
But I'm sure everybody at the Wellspring is,
oh, everybody
is pulling
is.
All the stops out.
As helpful as possible. I mean, they can only do so much. You can't expect miracles. I mean, everybody will like a miracle now and again, but it doesn't happen. Just have to be patient and hopefully it will all work out.